So what does effective family-centered practice come down to? It really comes down to a match and a fit between the population of concern, what works, the characteristics of the service provider, the environment, and the values. More and more, we're seeing families involved with providers. This is exciting. More and more, we're seeing choices being provided. We're seeing services more flexible. We're seeing them more individualized. And we're really learning how to tailor our interventions to meet the needs of individual kids and families. We have a long way to go before we'll be able to reach the levels we want to, but it's important to recognize that effective practice involves a range of factors and fitting them together in a comprehensive model. That starts by the backward mapping, by understanding the needs of the kids and the families, by working in partnership with them, and by having a set of values that the work is based on.